Good afternoon. The regional news, a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. And our top story is mitigating the dangers of climate change in the Adamawa region while educating the population on better ways of preserving the environment constitutes reflection on the occasion of the World Environment Day today. Parents in the Northwest region are taking the challenge to occupy their children during this holiday period by introducing them to life skill activities. Meanwhile, some women in the Southwest region continue to use skin bleaching products to make themselves attractive in spite of the health hazards. Those are our lead stories, the regional news in greater detail in a moment. Stay tuned. As the Far North region joins in observing the World Environment Day today, some local and international organizations, together with the Ministry of the Environment and Nature Protection, continue to educate the population on the importance of planting and preserving trees. This comes against the backdrop of the wanton destruction of trees for firewood, which is having an adverse effect on the environment. Our Far North regional correspondent, Sylvester Temkin, has been keen on this. His report.
The expansion of the desert is a reality in the Logun and Shari division, where vegetal cover and the ecosystems are fast degrading due to natural and human factors, as Pascal Inja, an environmentalist, explained.
Human beings and their activities. Warmer temperatures over time are changing weather patterns and disrupting the usual balance of nature. Wildfires start more easily and spread more rapidly, destroying grasslands and affecting pastoral farmers. We also have more severe storms, which is causing changes in temperature and causing changes in rainfall patterns. This has resulted in more severe and frequent storms causing flooding. There is also increase in droughts as desert conditions are expanding.
Government efforts to mitigate the impact of climate change and facilitate adaption are being supported by partners like the GIZ and ANAFO through different environmental projects.
One tree for 100 people is 100 trees. If everybody plants just one tree.
But once they fell their timber, and what is left, they normally burn it and it destroys our environment. So now, with those relics, we are able to use it to make charcoal that is legal, and that charcoal is transported to the Far North region to ameliorate the quantity of firewood that is being used for cooking to help us reduce the pressure on our forest resources. This is an activity that was promoted by the German Technical Cooperation GIZ Forest and Environment Project under the tutelage of the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife and that of Environment.
The planting of trees and discouraging deforestation are among measures to check climate change in the Far North region. Mijewa Bakari, Far North Governor.
People are cutting trees and doing woods for their houses, and we need to call each and every one to be careful, because the government have done a lot to encourage through the Ministry of Environment to plant trees.
However, the prolonged drought, poaching and illegal mining, especially around national parks and its peripheries, are still challenges to the restoration of the ecosystems in the Far North. The University of Marwa, through the National Higher School of Engineering, is also at the forefront of the transformation of waste to spare the environment from depletion. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
Over in the Adamawa region, in line with the World Environment Day today, we zoom in on effects on the efforts put in place by education officials and religious leaders to sensitize inhabitants of the Adamawa on the need to preserve the environment. These stakeholders have made it a duty to caution the population on better ways to keep the environment safe and mitigate the dangers of climate change. Elvis Wajibanya tells us more from Goundary.
It is a common habit in most schools of the Adamawa region today to see students engaging in campus sustainability initiatives like recycling programs and the planting of trees. This is the fruit of several sensitization sessions, supported by education officials who, alongside environment experts, have made it a duty to protect the nature at all times. Antoine Manga is an educationist.
We have had many initiatives to plant trees here, but unsuccessfully. But this time, by the building of the hens, we think that things will be well done this time. We shall do everything to better protect our environment and create a peaceful and recreative area where our students should have to rest in peace.
In churches and mosques of the region, preachers often lure followers to incorporate eco-friendly practices into their daily lives.
If we are able to engage the churches and the religious institution in this issue to take active part in the protection of the environmental and to try to make a reduction in the emissions, then actually it could play an important role. It could change something. It's all kinds of projects which is actually reducing the impact on the environmental sector. It might be the panels of solar. It might be to preach that, well, as a member of the congregation, you shouldn't be out and try to hunt this animal which should be protected.
Experts say the lack of involvement from everyone may have negative effects like the loss of biodiversity, resource depletion, and extreme weather events. Elise Wajibanmia for the regional news in Goundary.
Away from the World Environment Day, we continue our ride of the regional news to the Northwest region, where the summer holiday has been described by some parents in Bamenda as a period where children are likely to be exposed to societal ills such as drug consumption, prostitution, and lots more. These parents advise, in order to curb the negative phenomenon during this long vacation, parents should occupy their children with life skills and activities that can empower the young minds, such as farming, arts and crafts, while putting an eye on their movements. Mary Ann Lantum reports.
This 3 months break for pupils and students from regular school activities comes with a lot of excitement, in which many young people indulge in the good, the bad and the ugly. Some parents in Bamenda opine that getting their children busy will keep them at bay criminality.
Go to the market, do hairdressing for the girl, the boy to a barbing saloon to keep them busy. Because of the insecurity in town, I'll make sure they live where they are learning their trade by four. Latest.
I have one dressmaker. She does dress very well. She's just around the neighborhood, so you don't even need to take taxi. It's just a walk of about 10 minutes. Then come back. I believe that for my daughter, that's what I will do for her.
Others have opted to engage their children in extracurricular activities like driving.
Like my son, who is writing the GCE this year, he'll be turning 18 soon. So I plan for him to do driving lessons. I'm not growing any younger, so that by the time I'm tired, he can drive his mother and the younger people around.
Meantime, a parental counselor in Bamenda, Sono Josephine, calls on parents to be mindful of their children's ages when exposing them to gadgets during this holiday period.
Let's take their ages into consideration and work with them accordingly and encourage them to do something useful with their hands. Do we have parenting control over their phones? Are we sure that we know what they are doing on those phones?
Child protection experts in Bamenda, however, caution parents to be more vigilant while creating an enabling environment for the holistic upbringing of their children. Maria Lantum for the regional news in Bamenda.
From the Northwest region to next door center region, which is today a melting pot of cultures hosting people from different regions of Cameroon. On the heels of the celebration of the National Day, some authorities in the region have reaffirmed that there are many factors attesting to unity and a harmonious living together in the center region. As you tell us, Maimuna Njuya.
The center region is a hub of many cultures. It is unarguably a melting pot of different sociological sets. In Obala, Lekki Division, the mayor, Simon-Pierre Ediba, confirms this.
We are very happy to welcome all Cameroonians coming from West, North or East region. They are living here as they were in their area. Here in Obala, they are at home.
In the educational domain, the center region can be looked up to as a vector of national integration. Nyagwe Bertrand Folefak, head teacher of the Happy Elite English Nursery and Primary School Elumden 1 in the Mufwana Kona Division, tells us more.
Pupils from 8 different regions in my school, most especially from the Northwest and the Southwest region. I have a class of 30, and most of the population is of the West region and the North. My school is an Anglo-Saxon primary school, but in school and in class, you see that those from the West region, they speak the English language. So it's really good to have pupils in my class from the Central region, from the Littoral, from the West, from the North, and from the East.
Following the celebration of the National Day, one can today make mention of the symphony between the army and the nation in the preservation of peaceful coexistence. The International War College, created some 10 years ago, is a typical example.
I am Colonel Bio Wabang from the Nigerian Army. I am also the Deputy Defense Advisor for Nigeria to Cameroon. I'm glad to let you know that Nigeria and Cameroon share very close ties in terms of cooperation in all forms, most specifically military training. So by and large, Cameroon and Nigeria share a lot of brotherly ties when it comes to bilateral cooperations. One of the things that motivated me to also find a way to attend this course.
In the center region, like anywhere else in Cameroon, many people feel at home. Maimuna Joya reporting for the regional news from CRTV Center.
And over to the Southwest region, as highlighted in one of our lead stories, the use of skin bleaching products is seemingly on the rise in the Southwest region, especially amongst the female folk, some of whom believe being light in complexion makes them beautiful. The long-term consequences could be devastating on one's health, experts in the domain say, as beauty depends on the eyes of the beholder. Enanga Mignoli completes the story from the Southwest region.
The idea of changing one's skin complexion, popularly known as skin bleaching or tanning, to some people is a way of looking beautiful and gaining more confidence in society.
I changed my skin color because I was not comfortable with my dark skin. So I believe that with my light skin, I look more attractive and I have the self-confidence. When I walk around, men approach me because of my light skin.
Meanwhile, others attest that they cannot get involved in the act as they are comfortable with their skin color, adding that they fear the risk involved.
Everyone is beautiful in their own skin color. I like my skin color. There's no need for me to change it.
It has a lot of adverse effects on your body towards your old age. Even at your youthful age, you're having knots or scars around your body.
Medical practitioners, on their part, have highlighted some dangers that can be gotten from skin bleaching.
Tofolefa Glora, a medical doctor at Boya Regional Hospital, on a bleached skin, the wound healing is usually slower than for the general population. Risk of wound infection in this case is very high. And then these wounds also bleed more. We could have exposure of blood vessels on the skin. There are other methods of skin bleaching that one can use, and in the long run, it puts their kidneys, liver, or nerves to damage.
The population is therefore advised to take necessary precautions in order to be safe from some of the effects of bleaching one's skin. Enanga Mignoli, Regional News, Buya.
And that's how we saw it in this edition of the Regional News, with 5 out of the 10 regional stations on board. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. Mitigating the dangers of climate change in the Adamawa region while educating the population better ways of preserving the environment constitutes reflection on the occasion of the World Environment Day today. In the meantime, parents in the Northwest region are taking the challenge to occupy their children during this holiday period by introducing them to life skill activities. Meanwhile, some women in the Southwest region continue to use skin bleaching products to make themselves attractive in spite of the health hazards. The regional news was produced by Oscar Patrick Affan, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor.